Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 328 for Monday, March 30th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Monday, despite a late-day sell-off seen in the Chicago soy complex. Canola values were anywhere from $3 to $4.50 higher. May was up $4.20 at $452.80 per ton. Some spillover support came from the advances seen in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures in overnight activity. The downswing in the value of the Canadian dollar added to the bullish tone, as it made canola more attractive to crushers and exporters. Steady commercial demand and the need to keep weather premiums in the market ahead of spring seeding kept a firm floor under prices. However, some selling was seen at the highs, as the market's technical bias is now shifting lower. The large global oilseed supply situation was also overhanging canola. Activity was on the quieter side as traders squared positions ahead of Tuesday's USDA planting projections and stocks report. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of unchanged. Soybean futures were mixed. Prices were anywhere from 1 cent lower to 2 cents higher. May was up 1¾ cents at $9.69 a bushel. Some short covering was seen ahead of Tuesday's USDA planting projections and stocks report. Spillover buying also came from wheat. On the other side, the large global supply situation and expectations of record planted acreage in the U.S. this spring were bearish. A late-day sell-off also took the market off its earlier highs. Corn futures in Chicago were firmer, following the advances seen in wheat. Prices were anywhere from 2 to 4 cents higher. May was up 3¼ cents at $3.94¼ per bushel. Ideas that the USDA will show a decrease in corn acreage in the U.S. this spring were also bullish. However, strength in the U.S. dollar index limited the upside, as it made U.S. corn more expensive to foreign buyers. Wheat values in Chicago were rallying to sharply higher levels, underpinned by concerns about more dry weather harming winter wheat crops in the U.S. Great Plains. Values were anywhere from 15 to 23 cents higher, May up 22¾ cents at $5.30½ a bushel. Short covering ahead of Tuesday's USDA report, as spring wheat area is expected to drop, added to the stronger tone. However, the U.S. dollar index was firmer on Monday, which was bearish as it discouraged export buyers from purchasing supplies from U.S. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, March 30th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.